Right now, the nephew's here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Sometimes you got to bring the news, Shirley. Sometimes you got to let them know. You're not graduating.
Oh, man.
Oh. You are not graduating.
Wow.
Somebody got to bring the news. Somebody got to tell them. Somebody got to be, everybody got their own role. This is my role. I got to let you know. You're not graduating. Run it.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Trevon, please.
This? Him? Who is this?
My name is Joseph. I work over in Student Affairs. How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Listen, you're supposed to be, this is your fifth year here at the university. You're graduating in the next 7-8 days, am I right?
Yes, sir. I'll be out of this joint.
Okay. Listen, I'm giving you a call. We got a bit of a problem here that we want to try and discuss with you, and maybe we can get you over at Student Affairs and come in and have a meeting with us, but we wanted to bring it to your attention. Now, you took one of your last subjects was English, and you had an English exam with you guys are writing an essay. Am I correct about that?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. It seems that we got some problems here that the professor there is actually insinuating that you may have cheated on this essay that you've actually written.
What? Cheated? No.
From what he's telling us here at Student Affairs is that you may have plagiarized some things that were in your essay.
Dude, I didn't plagiarize nothing that was in the essay. Everything is documented like it should be. So I don't know what you're talking about. Especially cheating on no exam or no paper, nothing like that. You must got me mixed up with somebody else.
No, not at all. You're actually Mr. Trevon, correct?
I mean, that's me, but I didn't cheat on no exam or no paper, okay, for that matter.
Okay, well, let me try to bring you up to speed here, Trevon. What we're going to need is we're going to need you to actually come in and talk to us over here at Student Affairs so we can try to get this thing rectified. But I will let you know, it's going to take a few more days longer than graduation. So as of right now, you're actually not going to be walking and graduating with the rest of the students.
You got me messed up. What you mean I'm not going to be walking?
Well, until we get this situation rectified here, you're not going to be graduating with the rest of the students. Now,
I don't know what y'all got to do, but y'all need to figure it out or find out what the problem is. Man, I didn't cheat on no exam. The hell are you talking about, dude? My family is coming down here, and you talking about cheating on an English exam. The hell I look like cheating on an exam for, and I'm getting ready to graduate. Man, now, y'all need to fix it, like, right now, like today while we're on the phone.
We can't do that. It's a sensitive subject, and like I said, it seems like it's plagiarism.
Now, I mean,
you know, if we can get you to actually come over to Student Affairs next Wednesday.
Man, you got me up. What you mean next Wednesday, dude? I'm graduating in a few days. What you talking about next Wednesday, man? Like, why my professor didn't give me a call? Why are you calling me?
Sir, this is not something that professors actually take care of. This is a student affairs situation. Now, and it's a very sensitive situation. Now, what we want to do is try to get this thing taken care of. And if what you're saying is actually true, then you'll probably graduate
okay,
in August
so,
when
man,
we
man,
have the
man,
next...
Man, please, dude, you got me. I'm telling you right now, this is some... You got me... August? Man, I'm graduating this... semester. I've been here too long to go through some my last few weeks of school, and you talking about August?
I'm not even trying to hear what you got to say, man.
My family is coming down here from everywhere to see me graduate. Man, I'm the first girl to graduate from my family. You talking about some talking about I cheated on the paper? A paper, dude? A paper? Man, you got me up, man. I'm going to work 2 and 3 jobs to see me through this school, and now I'm getting ready to graduate, and you talking about I gotta wait until August to graduate? Man, hell no. Nah. I'm on my way to the office right now, and you can tell whoever the professor is that I'm on my way, and he needs to be there too.
Sir, all I can really tell you is that we can try and get this thing rectified as early as next Wednesday.
Like, man, what's your name again? And where is your office?
I'm at Student Affairs. I'm Joseph.
Oh, okay. So I'm about to get in my car right now, and I'm about to come over there, and we're going to handle this today. And how you singling me out? Cheating on the exam or paper, man? What is that?
Sir, all they're saying is the professor's
man,
saying that there's a possibility
dude,
of plagiarism here.
Man, are you kidding me, dude? I've been here 5 years. I'm the first male to graduate from college, man. My grandma is 82 years old, and she's coming here to see me graduate. And you're telling me some about cheating on the paper, and I got to wait till August to graduate? Man, that man, you tell that professor to come to your office right now because I'm already in my car on my way to come to your office and we're going to handle this today. Man, you got me.
I don't have any more room on my schedule to actually pull anybody in today.
How you gonna call me with a like this? Talking about you ain't got room on your schedule? Man, hell no. Mr. whatever your name is, I'm on my way to your office
Joseph,
right now. And all I
Joseph,
got to tell you, all
sir.
I got to tell you, and I'm telling you up front, it's gonna be a problem if I ain't graduating in a few days. You got to deal with me. You got to deal with my family, my mama. We don't play that, man. You got to.
Sir, is there a possibility that maybe you plagiarized and didn't know that you did that?
Dude, man, what the you mean? The paper was over some that I already knew.
Sir, can I tell you one more thing and then I'll actually.
You can't tell me a thing. You already called me with some something. I can't graduate with my class after I done been this for 5 years, then sacrifice and study my off, and you telling me I can't graduate until August? You ain't got to tell me.
I do have one more thing I need to tell you, and then I'll let you be on your way, okay?
Man, go ahead.
Can I tell you what I want to tell you?
Dude, go ahead. I'm telling you.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got prank phone called by your best friend, Brian.
What? Hello? Man. Dude, somebody gonna playing jokes like that, dude. Man, do you know how hard I worked in school to get out this 5 years? 5 years. Man, I'm telling
you. Man, you are the first black male in your family to graduate from college. You're doing it big, boy.
Man, I know, man. It's been a journey, bro. I can tell you it's been a journey, man.
I got one more thing to ask you, baby. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, it's that Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Was I wrong for that?
Yes.
No, not really.
Anybody feel like I crossed the line? Anybody?
You crossed it. You always do.
Hit home for me. It hit home.
You know, I don't care nothing about him, the first one graduating and his grandmama coming. I don't care nothing about that. I don't care nothing about that. I got to look past that.
Why would you? Why would you?
Thank you. Thank you. You never let nothing get in the way of the prank. You not graduate. I don't care about your grandmama coming down there to the school. You ain't, your ass ain't graduate.
Yeah, take his ass to the private room because he ain't going to graduate. How about that?